Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down in small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. In this episode, we're going to be looking at what it really means for something to be better for the environment. To find out, we're going to talk about an instance where it's not so clear. We had Shira Walpowitz and Malia Hunda from our Possibly team look into this.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
So when we're thinking about environmental issues, how do we decide what makes something better for the environment?
Well, that's a pretty broad question. So let's think it through with an example, one that's been a hot topic recently in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island's goal to commit to 100% renewable energy by 2033 has caused an increase in solar development across the state.
But to build many of those solar fields, developers have had to cut down some forests. This hasn't made the neighbors or even some environmental activists very happy.
To help us understand the situation, we spoke with Professor Dawn King. She works on a lot of these tough sustainability issues here at Brown.
I am a senior lecturer at the Institute for Environment and Society at Brown University, and I'm also the director of undergraduate studies for environmental studies and sciences.
According to Dawn, one of the reasons that forests are being cleared for solar development is simply because Rhode Island is so tiny. Many convenient places, like parking lots or old landfills, already have solar panels.
We just don't have a lot of land to put solar. We have some of the most expensive dirt in the entire nation. It's usually between us and New Jersey, just for dirt.
Okay, but cutting down forests doesn't sound like the best way to reverse climate change. Don't trees absorb carbon dioxide?
They do, and that's not all. They help with water filtration, cool down temperatures, create animal habitats, a lot of things that solar panels do not.
So what are we supposed to do? What's better for the environment?
It's not an easy choice.
There's not one that is inherently better than the other from the environment's perspective, but there's definitely one that's better from the human perspective.
That's our founder, Stephen Porter, who's also Brown University's provost for sustainability.
He thinks the question we really should be asking is what aspects of the environment are most important to us and why.
There are definitely things that are good for the environment from a human perspective. I want to make it clear that, you know, there isn't one answer to that.
What if we're just focused on reducing greenhouse gas emissions? Which one does more, the new solar farms or the forests they're replacing?
Well, we did some calculations to figure that out, comparing how much carbon an average acre of Rhode Island forest would keep out of the atmosphere each year versus an acre of solar panels.
And what did you find out?
Solar panels are nearly 100 times more efficient at keeping carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere.
So from a human perspective, the solar panels are the obvious choice. But if you ask the rabbits or the birds, they'd probably have a different opinion.
Well, I don't really like the idea either, even if the solar panels are more efficient.
No one does. Dawn says it's going to be hard for the state to face these challenges.
They're going to grapple with it, quite honestly. I think a lot of folks are really hoping on the growth of renewable offshore wind.
But can't wind farms hurt birds and sea life?
There's a topic for another episode. And it's complicated, but yes, there's always trade-offs.
I guess what you're saying is, in many cases, there really is no one solution that is better for the environment. Something could be better or worse in certain ways, but not necessarily better overall.
Exactly. But for our listeners looking to make conscious environmental choices, Stephen has a suggestion.
Don't allow yourself to be lulled by, I did something good for the environment, therefore I can do this other thing that's bad for the environment, because they're usually not equivalent.
And that's what Possibly is here for. Hopefully our show offers a little perspective when you're making tough decisions.
Thanks, Shira and Malia. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.